International Women's Day was celebrated on the 8th of March, I went to the Hotel Raphael in Battersea to spend the day with Storm. Storm is a family centre in Battersea that for the last 19 years has provided a place of refuge and core services to women escaping domestic violence in Wandsworth and its surrounding boroughs. Storm kick-started its year with a very special royal visit by Her Majesty the Queen Consort on the 9th of February. The agenda for International Women's Day involves several inspirational speakers and a speech by Councillor Jeremy Ambash, Mayor of Wandsworth. However, the schedule was slightly different from planned, as founder Marie Hansen and her assistant SJ had been invited to Buckingham Palace for a very royal International Women's Day event. With the throes of a very entertaining jazz band in the background, Marie told me how it felt to meet the Queen Consort once again.
Oh, it was amazing. The staff were lovely, everyone was lovely. Queen Consort was lovely. She walked to me and my friend SJ to be the first one that she kind of greeted, so we lined up. And then she used on Google the Queen, the Majesty's, go on her Instagram. Then she's written a lovely story about me and my children and about the store.
SJ, who is celebrating her one-year anniversary as a volunteer helping Marie, also described how it felt to receive the invitation to the palace.
Obviously, when you get the invitation, you can't believe it's for you. And then when you're walking through the palace gates, you can't actually believe you're in. And it's obviously a beautiful building, it's an amazing place. There was a co-invitation with WOW and all the WOW representatives there, and a lot of women of interest were there, and Marie Hansen and I networked on behalf of Storm, which is rather magical.
What's it mean to Storm now, having really you've got the royal seal of approval? What's it going to mean? What will it mean to the charity to have a Queen Consort on board with you?
I think it just gives us an extra platform to pivot from, to leap from, to jump from, to really shout out the cause and to get some more support. You know, we want to reach out to more people that want to come to the community centre and have a really warm, Storm welcome and just feel better about yourselves.
One of the many inspirational speakers on the day was Joyce Fraser, who founded the Black Heroes Foundation in honour of her late husband Flip, who was the first editor of the Voice newspaper. The foundation is a community-based charity that uses the arts to celebrate black heroes. It promotes and develops talent with cultural and artistic initiatives, focusing on youth, education, training, social uplifting and personal development programmes. I asked Joyce why it was so special to be at Storm for International Women's Day.
I was very honoured to be asked to speak. I was asked to speak about the challenges I had and how I overcame them with regards to setting up the Black Heroes Foundation in honour of my late husband. And my late husband was Flip Fraser, who was the first editor of the Voice newspaper back in the 1980s. And also he was the creator of an amazing show called Black Heroes in the Hall of Fame. And Black Heroes in the Hall of Fame, its tagline was 5,000 years of black history in one night of theatre, which was quite incredible. Back in those days, as well, you ever hardly heard of black people that were doing well. And his show, Home was the Hat in the Empire, but it went all over the UK. It went to America, it went to Jamaica, and it performed for over 20 years.
I also found time to track down another of the speakers, Carol Pike. Carol's mantra is to celebrate the women who have gone before us and have our backs, and not to forget to applaud the woman in the mirror who makes the world a brighter place. Carol spoke about how she came to be speaking at Storm.
What was really interesting was that I hadn't heard of Storm, but I'd say God's intervention, but we kind of like say the universe had other plans. Because Marie was talking to her friend and he had mentioned something that I had said, and she was feeling a little bit low at the time, and it really lifted her. And so she was really inspired by that. And then when she was talking to her auntie said, I've got this amazing woman that would be really great to speak at the conference. And it turned out to be me. And so we had a conversation on the phone, and it just felt like, okay, there are things that kind of like colliding that are saying, you have to be there. And so that's how I arrived here.
It was a pleasure to spend the day at Storm, and I look forward to the charity going from strength to strength.